A lot of us are spending more time at home these days, possibly more time alone, and we might be turning to music to help keep us company. There are a lot of things music can do for us during uncertain times, give us hope, calm us down, or just help us take a break from the news and thinking about the news. Our colleagues in the WPR Music Department put together a group about during our current moment. We'll be hearing some of those selections in just a bit. And we want to hear from you. If you have more time lately to listen to music these days, what are you turning to and why? What do you look for in your music choices these days? Tranquility? Energy? Hope? Let us know. This is a new number for us here we're trying today, 800-228-5615. That number is 800-228-5615. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lori Skelton is a WPR classical music host. She's with us to share some of those selections. Lori, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Feels a little weird not to be talking about food right now.
Definitely. Well, we're too, Lori. But let's start with the music anyway. Now, you and the rest of the WPR music team, you're sharing music all the time. What inspired the gang over there to put together this list of music you think is well-suited for this moment?
From time to time, we do a group blog post where we take a topic or a particular idea that music can express, or sometimes just pick a piece of music, say, for a specific holiday. And all of us will say, you know, this is what I think of when I think of American music, or this is what I think of when I think of something uplifting. We're sitting around in a meeting talking about what is it we need to be doing with our music programming. Should we be picking music that's quiet, or do we need to have more music that's energetic? And from there, we decided to put together this blog post where we all contributed something that we find helpful in this time. And we came up with a pretty eclectic list. And as I'm looking at the Ideas Network Facebook page where you posed the question earlier today, what do you want to listen to? It sounds like Wisconsin public radio listeners are just as eclectic, if not more so.
Well, before we get into some specific suggestions, Lori, what kind of things? I know you are a person who likes to, you know, talk to people. What kind of things are you hearing from, you know, your friends and community members and listeners, for that matter, about what they're liking these days?
Well, I've been part of the Milwaukee Symphony Chorus family since the mid-80s, and a lot of my friends who sing are really hoping to hear a lot of singing right now. One of my friends on Facebook said, we need human connections, and vocal music provides that. People I'm talking to want to hear energizing pieces. One person I know who is a very kind and wise pastor in his daily life admitted on Facebook last week that he really likes Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. So I actually put that on my playlist for a week from today. And what I'm going to suggest is that if people want to find things that are appropriate to use indoors to play the canons, whether it's a burst paper bag or a couple of pot lids you bang together, I'm hoping that next Monday after 2 o'clock, all of Wisconsin gets to join in and be part of a virtual orchestra of Tchaikovsky's 1812.
Well, let's be careful, people. Don't fire up your actual cannons during the 1812
Overture. No.
Safety first.
I want indoor appropriate artillery. So
right, well,
for me, that's definitely banging my pot lids together.
That sounds very safe. Well, Lori, let's get to some of the recommendations from our music gang. Stephanie Elkins had one. We'll take a listen to Bach's Italian Concerto. It's a harp here. Let's give a listen. Now, I know for Stephanie, she wrote that harp is her comfort food, Lori. Can you talk about this one a little?
What Stephanie brought up on our blog post was Milwaukee-born Victoria Drake, who is a harpist. And so she started off with Drake's recording called Scarlatti's Harp. Scarlatti keyboard music is incredibly intricate, and it sounds amazing on a harp. Harp has this incredible sound. It can be obviously percussive because you are plucking those strings. You are actually hitting them, if you will. But, of course, harp also has this incredible wash of sound that for many people is incredibly soothing. Very easy to dream when there's a harp on.
We're talking to WPR music host Lori Skelton about inspiring music for difficult times or comforting music, whatever you want. You could join in at 800-642. No, we're using a different number today. 800-228-5615. Again, 800-228-5615. What music do you find yourself turning to lately? Well, getting back to our WPR music list, Peter Bryant, our news and classical music director, suggested Vaughan Williams, his Symphony No. 5. Before we listen, tell us a little bit about the history of this one, Lori. Oop, do we have you there, Lori? I heard a disconnect single. Well, Michelle at the board, let's hear a little of Vaughan Williams Symphony No. 5 in the meantime while we get Lori back. Well, some inspiring music while we seek our guest, Lori Skelton, our own classical music host, Lori Skelton. She is sharing some inspiring music from our classical music department, music we can turn to in a difficult time. How about you? What are you listening to these days? Is there music you turn to for comfort, for inspiration, for some noise, maybe to drown out the thinking for a little bit? That's kind of the direction I tend to go myself. We want to hear from you. And if you're a regular caller, hey, there's a different number. Don't auto dial. 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. Join in with the music that you are turning to in difficult times. Again, 800-228-5615, or join the list on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got some suggestions there as well. Patty writes, Leonard Cohen, you've got me singing an anthem in particular. Amy on Facebook turns to The Who, Magic Bus, and Baba O'Reilly will pull me out of the blues. Some good air drumming there, if nothing else. What's yours? Call in at 800-228-5615. We'll pick up the conversation. Hope to hear from you. That's coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our talk with WPR music host Lori Skelton about what we listen to while we're possibly spending more time and alone, at home and alone. And you can join in at 800-228-5615. What are you listening to these days? Are you worried about what's going on out in the world? Is there something you turn to for comfort or distraction when it comes to music? Hey, if you're a musician, what have you been working on your own self? Call 800-228-5615. That's 800-228-5615. Lori, we heard a little Vaughan Williams there. Let's move on to your selection here, Lori. Before we listen, tell us what you chose to share with the list and the rest of us.
I am fascinated by music written for solo strings. And for many people, that's the Bach solo cello suites. Just one performer, this long line of melody always moving forward with harmony that's just hinted at. And for me, that's a really good kind of music to focus with. It was my favorite thing to study to when I was in college. And I find it very, for want of a better word, grounding. So I picked a 20th century version of what to play on a solo violin. A Belgian composer virtuoso named Eugène Ysaÿe wrote six short solo sonatas in 1923, He was inspired by Bach's music, but he did write them for 20th century ears. And the one I picked happens to have the Spanish habanera in it. So at the one part of it, you're focusing with your brain, but on the other part, your brain is dancing.
All right, well, let's get our brains dancing with a listen to that one. That one, Lori. That's good stuff. Well, I want to bring, Lori, our callers in now. We'll start with Jeff in Wausau on the line with us. Jeff, hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
Hi, what'd you want to share with us, Jeff?
If you've rediscovered any old iPods laying around the house like we have here, you know, any forgotten collections of really good music. You know, this one we found has some Strauss on it, but otherwise it's a lot of more modern stuff. But what have you unearthed?
That's fantastic, Jeff. I have done a little bit of that. I never really got rid of my iPod. I've got a lot of stuff on one, and I flipped through and found some old Sisters of Mercy and a little Nick Drake on mine. That's great comfort listening while I'm cooking. Lori, have you found an old iPod or other medium where you've rediscovered some music?
Not on the iPod, but I found myself listening to music from the 70s because that's when I was a kid. And I find it kind of comforting to put myself in a mindset back when I didn't have to worry about too much, which means guilty pleasure. I've been listening to a lot of the Partridge Family.
Nice. What are you so afraid of? That's a key line from Partridge Family, right?
And who doesn't need to hear, "I think I love you" right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. I love you, man.
Thanks a lot, Jeff, for the call. Let's go back to the list now from WPR. Our own Jonathan Overby, host of Higher Ground on Saturday nights. I love this selection. I want to give a listen. The song Bridge Over Troubled Water, the Aretha Franklin version. Here it is. Well, that's a perfect choice for this time, Lori, isn't it?
Oh, you want me to talk after that?
I want you to sing now, Lori.
Again, the power of the human voice, the emotion, and of course, just so beautifully brought together. That's not just yelling. There's huge technique that goes into singing like that. But when you can sing like that, and not have to worry about the technique, how can you not move anyone who's listening?
That's fantastic. Let's see. We can find that list online, by the way, at wpr.org/music. Get some great musical inspiration there. We're talking to WPR classical music host Lori Skelton about good musical inspiration for a difficult time, maybe a time when we're spending a lot of our time at home. You can still join in at a special number now. That number is 800-228-5615. Again, 800-228-5615. Well, let's go over to our folk music department here. Dan Robinson, host of Simply Folk, chipped in this song, the group We Banjo 3, called We Need More Kindness in the World. Here's a little bit of that one.
Kindness in this world. We all need more kindness in this world. Oh, you can look high or low, but there's no place else to go. We all need more kindness in this world. We all need more loving in this world. We all need more loving in this world. Oh, you can look high or low, but places to go. We all need more loving in this world.
All right, Lori, do you find yourself wanting something really upbeat with a positive message like that?
Always. My dad loved banjo music, and so when I saw that on as Dan's selection, it just made me smile. Of course it's upbeat, and again, you know, it gives you that element of if I need to get up away from the conference call and dance a little bit, it's fantastic. Absolutely cheerful. Nothing wrong with being cheerful in the midst of all of this.
Let's go back to our callers now. Corey is with us in Milwaukee. Corey, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you want to tell us about, Corey?
Yeah, I'm digging the topic about the music that calms you, and I have quite a record collection that I unfortunately got posthumously when a dear friend of mine passed away, but it goes everywhere. Albert Collins to Led Zeppelin, Willie Nelson, Flatten Scruggs, Kenny Rogers. It's, whoa, all over. Bob Marley. Yeah,
That's great.
It's a very dear collection that I am very enamored of.
Well, I want to ask you, Corey, I mean, yeah, it is sad how you got it, but do you feel a connection with your late friend when you listen to the collection?
Oh, hell yeah. Sorry if that's not a good word.
We're going to allow that. Corey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. That, you know, Lori, music that can help us feel connected to people. Because, you know, a lot of times we're listening together in a group with people or maybe performing together. Corey has found
Makes
a way to feel
better.
Connection. Thanks a lot, Corey. Lori, that kind of music gives us a connection.
Obviously, for those of us who do perform, we are missing our rehearsals. We are missing being in a concert hall. We are missing having that connection to one another, let alone connecting to an audience. But that is what we can draw on, even if we are listening alone. And even if that performing is just sitting around with your family singing at a birthday party, there is an amazing connection that happens through music. Supposedly, when we come to the end of our lives, the last of our five senses to leave us is our ability to hear. So, yes, we want to have beautiful things to look at, and yes, we have a connection to great past memories when we recreate a good meal. But ultimately, it comes down to what is coming through our ears that helps keep us alive and connected to the things that keep us alive.
Thanks for that that call, Corey. We'll go now to John with us in Fitchburg. John, hi.
Hi, Lee. Hey, very much appreciate this show. Lori, how about the introduction to Lohengrin?
Ooh. I will be honest. Not everybody likes Wagner. That's big orchestra. That's long lines that sometimes never seem to end. Having said that, I'm having to miss going to see The Ring in Chicago this month. So there are times when Wagner can be incredibly powerful. It's incredibly dig deep kind of music. So if you want to hear Lohengrin, go for it. It's powerful.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot for that suggestion. I want to give a listen to a little John Williams now. This is a suggestion from our own Ruth Ann Bessman. This one from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Here's a listen to that, one of many great John Williams soundtracks. Lori. We can't escape to the movie theater, but we can get some movie music to help us escape a little bit.
Ruth Ann's daughter is in New York City. So Ruth Ann asked her daughter what is making her feel inspired as she's dealing with a landscape that's changing by the hour. And Buckbeak's Flight from Harry Potter, as well as the Lord of the Rings music from Howard Shore. Again, stretch the imagination. Give yourself as much room to roam in your mind as you possibly can. And those are two amazing movie soundtracks to enjoy.
Fantastic. We're going to go out, by the way, with that, a little bit of the Lord of the Rings there. But Lori, I know you're, as you mentioned earlier, a performer. I'm, you know, going a little nuts not being able to get out and play with the guys. Are you finding ways to perform at least around the house?
Oh, I'm singing around the house constantly. I'm finding there are certain things that my cats do not like. So I'm trying to avoid the things that are sending my cats hiding under the bed. But I've said this on the morning show a little over a week ago. I love singing Rossini's Largo al Factotum, the Figaro, Figaro. It's a great way to get your lungs working. It's a great way to say, I can handle this.
That is a fantastic note to end it on, Lori. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Lori Skelton, WPR classical music host. She was with us to talk about how music can get us through challenging times and to share some suggestions from our own music department. You can find that great list of suggestions at WPR.org/music. Another one on the list, as we mentioned, the Lord of the Rings Suite by Howard Shore.